You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Millsaps Majors head basketball coach Tim Wise. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Russell, and thank you guys at the SCAC office for what y'all do in promotion and specific here with the media.
Coach, taking a look back at last season, the team finished with a record of 12-13, 8-8 in conference play, fourth in the West, playing much better basketball down the stretch. You guys won five of your final eight games. How did that run help give confidence to this young basketball team moving forward?
Well, we lost three players off that team to graduation. Chris Engel, Blake Martinez, and Cameron Barnadeau, and those three guys had been in our programs through some strong years as well as some average years, but those three guys provided a lot, certainly on knowing what to do and the communication to others underneath them. With Martinez, you lost a great shooter, and with Barnadeau, was a very, very good athlete from the guard position, and Engel was somebody that was undersized in the post but usually found ways to be able to put himself in a position to score. But coming down the stretch, we were 8-1 at home in the league and did not win on the road. And that prompted an 8-8 record, but it allowed us to get into the tournament. We had a tough, tough loss at Trinity that put us at a 5-8 record, and we needed essentially what we thought to win our last three games, and we were able to do that against some pretty good teams coming down the stretch at home. So that was important, and then those guys that are returning had the opportunity to go through the spring and the summer. We visit with them again. You can't do any work in the springtime and the summer, but we visit with them in individual meetings up in the office. They go through, and we talk about where he's to improve. So players are made during the off season. They're made during the summer. Once we start practice, we've got to get the team ready. But individuals make themselves better in the offseason. Hopefully that's what guys took their effort time to do.
Coach, you mentioned Cameron, Blake, and Chris, those senior leaders that you lost at graduation. How do you go about trying to fill those roles with this year's team?
Yeah, I mean, it does something that you speak to with the guys that are what we call upperclassmen, and upperclassmen are juniors and seniors. We've got four total. And you speak with them about it, but it's certainly things that they have to experience. They have to lead not just by me talking to them and saying, hey, these are the things that we expect out of you. They have to hear that, but they have to show that on the court. And again, we do a lot of, hopefully, during practices, and they're leading drills, and they're getting people in the right position and going from drill to drill and with intensity and passion and to make sure that they understand, that the younger guys understand how important each thing is. And we're not out, there's no time fillers out there on the practice court, and we're going to be out there 2 hours maximum. And so it's really important for them to show that on the court. And again, show that they care about them, about the new guys. Especially the freshmen, the sophomores have been around, but show that they care about them as people, not just on the basketball court and trying to build a basketball team, but around the school and the atmosphere there.
Coach, as we talked about, a really young team a year ago with, outside of those three seniors, not a ton of upperclassmen. The young guys got a lot of experience last year, really thrown in the fire early. How will you benefit from that moving forward this season?
I think positively we've got six sophomores that returned. One was a starter for us in Quinn Lemieux, and Lemieux's a 6'4", sort of inside-outside guy, and that's how sort of we used him. And he's got the physical abilities to we think, be able to compete strongly in the league. We've got a couple other guards that were behind the wing players, and Barnadeau and Martinez, that are two sophomores that we think also, Nick Cortez and Taylor Meads, that also can make contributions this year. So, it is a very young team. We've been in a situation where we've had five seniors 3 years ago, and then three seniors and three seniors. So this year with one senior, who was our sixth man last year. So we're looking forward to having LV back as talented, experienced players. That's always the goal. But talent is, in my view, is better than experience. It's good to have the experience again, and if you can have talented players that are juniors and seniors that are there, that's great. But talent can trump experience, and we're looking for some freshmen to be able to contribute.
Biggest surprise you've seen from your guys so far through preseason camp and practice?
Oh, I would just say, for me, it's probably been most enjoyable for the attitude there. The effort we always sort of count on, but the attitude on taking the coaching or the teaching that we're trying to do from how to shoot the basketball in the proper form and correcting flaws there with individuals to trying to go through a drill to accomplish something to reach a goal and to get improve from day one to whatever practice it is that's going to take place today for us. So that's been good. It's probably been the best that we've had. So I certainly enjoy the group and their overall attitude, and they've been very responsive to what we're trying to do on the teaching part.
We talked a little bit about some of these guys, but top returning scorers in Brian Merkel, Quinn Lemieux, Ben Cooper. You know, what have they done to get better in the offseason, and how have they improved as basketball players?
Yeah, Quinn and Brian certainly had improvement needed in their shooting ability. We relied heavily, as teams know, in the SCAC with Blake. Blake was truly an outstanding shooter and one of the best that we've had in our program, period. But Brian and Quinn have both worked from the perimeter on trying to improve their shooting, and we're seeing those results right now in practice. And then also Ben Cooper's a solid player that, has the whereabouts and the thought processes, but Ben also has good skills for himself, for a big guy out on the perimeter. And again, L.B. Sumler is a returnee that he'll be one that I think will lead. And in our last game, we got beat by center in the conference tournament. It was a decent game to about the five-minute mark. I think it may have been 3 to 5 points, and I think they scored the last 12 or 13 to run away from us. But Sumler in that game, I think, was our leading scorer. So LV's also going to be an offensive player that we look to.
You're listening to 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Millsaps College head basketball coach Tim Wise. And Coach, talk about your incoming freshman class. Do you feel like you have a group of guys that could really make an immediate impact on this team this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's for us, it's gonna need be. I don't know if we have one outstanding player in the group, but I think we have a solid group of freshmen. We've got a little bit some size. We've got three guys at 6'5", 6'5", 6'6", that are here. We also have a guard, big guard that we like from Florida, Tully Gilligan. And so it's, again, I don't know if truly one is stands out more than the other that we say, you know, this guy, we're looking at him to play 20 minutes or be a starter this year, so forth, so on. But overall, the group is a solid group, and we look forward to working with them and developing them into basketball players. But they certainly have the talent to be able to make plays in the league.
Entering your eighth season as a head coach of the majors with an overall record of 95-90, talk about the opportunity to win your 100th game at your alma mater and what that accomplishment would mean to you.
It's just probably more so that Millsaps gave me an opportunity to come back as an assistant to Coach Stroud, and I had the golf program as well when I came back here 12 years ago, and then fortunately was appointed the head coach when Coach Stroud retired from college coaching, but for that it's more important just to have work and have a job and my family and the college allowing me to do something that I truly enjoy, and that's coaching basketball.
Talk Talk about the challenges of navigating through an SCAC schedule, Coach, and really, you know, what makes this league so competitive?
Again, I mean, to hit on the point, and Brian visited about, you know, of course, the travel is the long bus rides and so forth cause some difficulties to prepare yourself to win on the road. But again, that's the same for all the teams, and the enjoyable spots and places that we have to go to in the league, you know, I think are good for our kids, and we try to do things when we get there. And of course, focusing on trying to win the game, but certainly some fine places to go to that have some even educational experiences that we have. But certainly, winning on the road is tough. That's a feather in a cap for anybody. And I think when in college basketball, at whatever level, from Division I to Division III and AI, that you know, you put a feather in a cap. It's always great to win in front of the home crowd, but. We strive to again talk to our kids how sweet it is to get those road victories. So again, but those are tough to come by, and they take a concentrated group of, that is willing to prepare and to go through that. But then again, other than that, that's what you build for. You build. We talk about it. When you play your first conference game, that's really the start of the whole second season. The whole second season being you've got to prove yourself and be in the top four teams to get in the conference tournament. So that's the beginning of the second season that you have. And so each of those games are just as important that you play on December 3rd for us, as well as you know, looking at playing in February, the last one you have in February, on February 20th. So all those games are important, and no one means more than another.
And finally, what are the goals you have set for the 2010-2011 majors? And, you know, what are two or three things that you've really been harping on with these guys in preseason to try and get really, you know, get better at and be ready to play come the start of the season?
Yeah, our goals are fairly simple. I think we give it to our individuals to have goals of their own, but for our team goals are to prepare and to work to improve each and every day. We don't set goals as far as number of wins or this conference championship or anything like that. We feel like if and believe that if you come 100% to work to improve from a mental and physical standpoint and from a team standpoint, then the wins, the losses, those type of things, they're going to come about by your preparation. So our team goal is to improve from day one to day two and so forth, and keep doing that throughout the year. Fortunately, we've been through the years, we have had good Januaries and Februaries, and in particular February time. So that's sort of the goal there for a team. And then the things that that we do on the court, we really stress taking care of the basketball. We want to eliminate turnovers, give ourselves opportunities, and with that we do a lot of work to improve our passing and catching and handling of the ball, and really value the basketball. The other part of that, we want to work offensively to give our guys, put our guys in situations to get quality shots at the goal. We want to get quality shots at the goal, and what that involves. We want to play team defense. We were fortunate last year to have a team, I think, that gave up maybe 58 points a game. We didn't score, or scored probably just a little bit less than that. But we really stress the idea of defending as a team, whether that's our 1-3-1 zone that we play, or we play a type of matchup, or playing our pack line 20 man defense. So we've got those things that we want to do from a team defensive standpoint, and then just the competing part, rebounding wise, offensively and defensively. We want to compete. We want to see guys that have passion in what they do out there on the court.
Head men's basketball coach Tim Wise of Millsaps. Again, the majors open up their 2010-2011 campaign November 16th at home in the Hangar Dome against Dillard University. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward into the season.